Misfits Audio presents Blood Red Roses, Episode 3, Conversion. Frost coats the countryside of England in the year 1461. Enter a land mired in warfare as monarchs fight to claim the throne and fairies roam the lands.
It gives us great pleasure to announce the betrothal of Lady Isabel Langley of Kent to Sir Edmund Percy of Northumberland. May their union bring about a prosperous England under the rightful hand of the House of Lancaster.
No longer the old maid at court at last.
No one is as relieved as I.
What do you know of Sir Edmund?
He seems relatively clean and bears himself well. I know not to mention the name of Neville in his presence unless I care to listen to an hour-long tirade, followed by bloodshed in a neighbouring hamlet.
He seems a good fellow by all accounts.
You aren't jealous?
I knew this would likely occur.
That isn't an answer.
Here comes the Queen. I'll speak with you later.
Coward.
Lady Isabel. We are so happy to have arranged your situation.
I trust there were not too many concessions.
You saw us at a time of desperation in Scotland. We do not usually make so generous an offer. When this dreadful business is over, we shall see to it. Sir Edmund has lands aplenty.
I hear the Earl of Warwick marches north from London to us.
Without the Duke of Norfolk's northern troops, honestly, I wonder if they are even trying sometime.
Perhaps we shall free your husband.
He is so very dull. It takes half the day to explain to him what must be done, and the other half motivating him to do it. He is probably the one slowing the Yorkist advance. His Majesty has a talent for taking an orderly court and turning it into apathetic chaos in short order.
But isn't the whole point of this to see him back on the throne properly?
No, my dear. If he were a good king, none of this would have happened in the first place. It is for our dearest sons that I work so.
Through whom you rule yourself.
Make an excellent wife of a Percy. Now, be a dear and go dance with your betrothed.
Which one is he again?
In the black with the red trim. And while you're at it, do teach that man to wear a bit more color. I do hate looking upon a man draped as executioner.
I will do my best, Your Majesty.
I took counsel on the strange cavern you fell into, and word is, the cursed place was used by the Knights Templar.
That would be quite thrilling if it hadn't been filled with fairies trying to spell me.
Are you feeling well?
Of course, why do you ask?
Your lips seem a trifle blue.
It's the middle of winter. If I didn't have two pairs of gloves on, you'd see my fingers are blue too.
Your eyes seem purple.
I am wearing a dress that colour. No doubt it is reflecting. Really, Richard, you must be more upset about this matter than I thought. It is you who is out of sorts.
Then why is everyone staring at you?
Just the men. What else is new?
I'm telling you, my lady, you seem different somehow. You could have said I was bothering you without shouting so.
That wasn't... I didn't mean... I have to go.
You seemed such a reasonable sort of girl. We do not understand what caused you to act in this manner. To scream at knights of the realm unprovoked?
I am so sorry, Your Majesty. It just came out.
Emotional outbursts are not to be tolerated. If you cannot control yourself, then remain in confinement until you can. This marriage must take place. We need the goodwill of the English lords, or must I remind you, battle will be joined in mere weeks?
I tried to stop myself. Should I speak with Sir Edmund and apologize?
No, that will look like weakness. Best to pretend nothing happened.
Like you do with the king?
Leave me! Get out! Oh, Hanoi, I hope you are safe. Do not lose heart, my love.
This audio has featured the voice talent of Alex Gilmore as Squire Richard Bolingbroke, Rachel Rumner as Lady Isabel Langley, and Trisha Groves as Queen Margaret of Anjou. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This audio is released under a Creative Commons, no derivatives license in 2017. Visit misfitsaudio.com for more episodes.